And welcome to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. The Giants are preparing to face the 2-2 Atlanta Falcons, and Tom Coughlin is addressing the media.
Same record that we have. They're 2-0 in their division. They started the year off with an outstanding win over New Orleans in the division. They did a very good job in the offseason of acquiring veteran players. They drafted well. They all seem to be contributing very well. All three phases are very skilled, including special teams with Devin Hester. We have players who have been listed for a while as being either out or whatever, limited. We do have those people practicing today. John Beeson will practice. Odell Beckham will practice. Kennard will practice. So we're moving forward with regard to that as well, getting these people on the field and getting started integrating them back into the system.
Now, what kind of challenges their big play ability to make the call?
Very skilled, very, very skilled team. Obviously, number one offense in the league. A lot of firepower. Hester now being the fourth receiver, sometimes the third. So you've got a lot to defend, no doubt.
Tom, now that Odell has gotten through, I don't know, four or five practices in a row, at least limited.
How many?
Three, maybe two. Well, it's been since last week at least.
Yeah,
that he's
not
been limited.
Exactly. I know. I'm not very good at it.
have you moved past now the let's try to get him ready to now we can think about him as part of the game plan? Or are you still?
We're in that phase. What we obviously need to do is to see some hard back-to-back practices one after the other, which I expect we'll accomplish this week.
With a guy like him who plays receiver, I mean. He can be activated and only, he doesn't have to play 50 plays, right? I mean, it's not like an offensive lineman who has got to be on the field, he's got to be on the field. I mean, he can be mixed in, I would guess, right?
Possibly, yeah. You'd like not to go in with that kind of thinking. You know, let's go, let's play.
And can a receiver also have a limited package so he doesn't know everything, but he knows what he needs to know?
Yeah, but he's been in every meeting. I would expect him to know everything. I wouldn't shy away from that. He's demonstrated an ability to handle whatever's thrown at him. He's done that throughout. So I would expect that, now under fire with adjustments and signals and things of that nature, we got to see where we are on that with regard to that, too.
You guys were innovative in the way you were kind of stretching and allowing the players to rest during training camp. Did you continue that through the regular season? Because, I mean, only having four guys on an injury report.
Well, that's basically where we are with the recovery stretch on Mondays. The day after a game, we do continue that.
Do you think that's helped this year?
I'm sure it has.
We've seen
rubbing a little dirt on it, that's helped.
We've seen a little bit more. Do you envision you have the short passing game seems to be the foundation of what you're doing. Do you envision more downfield development as the season goes along? Or?
Opportunity, when the opportunity presents itself, yes. But forcing it, no, not to force it. I'd like to keep the ball like we were able to do the other night, whether it's run or pass. But the mix has got to be good and it's got to be there.
Tom, when they're as banged up on the offensive line as they appear to be, do you go after them or do you just do what you normally intended to do?
Well, we're worried about our team. We've got to get our team ready to play as best as we possibly can. They do have some injuries. They're a veteran staff. They're very good coaches. They'll take care of their team.
Tom, to get back to the 2-2 mark was obviously so good, to even your record again and come back to 2-2. In terms of momentum, like, is that part of a message, like, let's not let it slip? You know what I'm saying? Like, because 3-2 is obviously a whole lot more attractive than 2-3.
Yes. Yes, it is. To just continue to play well and win. That's what we're here for. That's the message. To capture the very good preparation we've had for the last couple of weeks, the outstanding leadership that's on our team, the guys having been very, very focused, the young ones as well as the old ones. We need to continue all those things.
And when when you look back, did you see anything flip or
just continuously, no major, nothing like that. No, just played better, prepared and played better, and build a little confidence and build a little more.
Does that make you nervous, Tom, that you've gotten a few pats on the back now after you're winning against Washington? Where this team
what played? Pats? I don't get them. Hanlon just tells me that everybody's just got the sledgehammer out. That's a good thing.
Tom, how does OC look?
Like OC. Very, very close on a lot of backdoor plays, which he's very, very good at. Quick, very fast.
Tom, how much has helped the confidence and really personality of your whole team that your offensive line that faced so many doubts from the outside seems to be a unit working so much better together?
They have worked well together. They are getting better together. And that has meant a lot. I mean, obviously, you're not going to – we talk about it all starts there, both defensively and offensively. And, that certainly sets the stage for others to play at a much more higher level.
Do you feel like that combination, those five, happened by accident or by some manner of design or what?
No, by design. By design. Shaking out, looking at various combinations, being able to piece people together who throughout the preseason had played in different spots. Didn't happen right away, but it's getting there.
How do you assess McBride's performance replacing Thurman so far?
Did well the other night. Strip, fumble, recovery, interception. Did very well the other night. He's a good player.
You mentioned Hester. Do you see the same player you saw, three, four, 5 years ago? When you look at him, obviously, that Tampa Bay game, he did a lot of damage.
You look at that return, you see a very young guy, fast.
What are the keys for you guys to being able to stop a guy has that kind of speed?
Well, obviously, I could make some smart remark, but you've got to be able to place the ball where you want it placed in terms of punting and cover as well. And then the same goes for kickoff coverage.
Would you like to see the ball out of bounds more? I mean, I know it's a hard thing to do.
It's not easy. In the ideal world, yeah, sure.
Is Steve capable of that?
He is. Okay, thank you.
And so Tom Coughlin prepares his team as they go out to the practice field. When we come back, we will talk about something that's kind of happening the last couple of weeks around here. That's known as the Giants offense. Yes, they have been found, no longer missing in action. Stay with us on MSG. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live. I'm Paul Dottino. He is Roman Oben, as always. Great to see you, Roman.
Great to be here.
And you know, it is time to get you our GEICO 15-second recap. 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. And really, Roman, the Giants have had a few extra days off because of the Thursday game in Washington. How do they keep sharp? How do they keep their rhythm as they get back to practice today?
Well, I think it was more important that they were 2-0 going into that stretch. So they had a lot of confidence. You have kind of like an extra bye week. You know, they have one coming in after 3 weeks from now. So they just have to stay sharp, stay confident, and just continue to build on things they did well for that five-day stretch, if you will.
Roman, let's get a look at the injury report, and it is shrinking. And Tom Coughlin moments ago told us that John Beeson and Devin Kennard and Odell Beckham all are expected to practice in full today.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, this is the smallest injury report I've seen in a while. And you talk about Steve Weatherford, he's still nursing that ankle. But the other three guys, it's really positive. Kennard, we haven't seen him since training camp. And obviously, Beeson and Beckham are guys that are desperately needed as the Giants continue to try to become a solid contender this season.
We know that Beckham is way behind, and I've been saying that when he gets back on the field, they're probably best served to use him as a punt returner because you don't have to know as many plays. But Tom Coughlin just told the media he thinks that Beckham mentally is where he needs to be.
Yeah, because he's taking those mental reps in terms of the meetings, the walkthrough. He's always there. He hasn't been, you know, riding a bike for 3-4 months, and he should know what to do. Now, Coach Coughlin also said in terms of the adjustments, the things that happen throughout the course of a game in live action, if you will, that's something that you're going to have to play in the game to actually get better at that. But I think right now he could at least come in and be a returner and run some post routes and maybe take two defenders out of the equation so to open up some things downfield, maybe even be a downfield target a few times this week.
In addition, it looks at this point like John Beeson is very hopeful of getting back on the field during this week's game. Now, the key there is the Giants are back on artificial turf again. And you remember the other day he was telling us that it's different for his toe when he's on natural grass or when he's on an artificial surface. How much do the Giants have to monitor that?
Well, they have to monitor a lot. And obviously shoes and footing and all those things become, you know, those little intricate details. But John Beeson, again, when he's healthy, when he's 100%, he's as good as anybody in the league. I mean, he's been a Pro Bowl player, and he could do a lot with a defense that's already starting to turn the corner in terms of stopping the run, turning the ball over. So to get number 52 back in lineup would be tremendous. And, Paul, I thought I would never say this, but we're probably seeing at this point, I would say Odell Beckham is closer to playing than John Beeson because you don't want Beeson to go back too early. And then he gets caught by a setback.
Yeah, and then would have to sit out some more time. Again, let's stick with defense, Roman, because last week the Giants scored 31 total points off of a combined 6 turnovers. Wow, that is a recipe that's going to win you a lot of games.
Yeah, and one thing I was more compelling to me was the types of ways that they created the turnovers. You saw the sacks from you saw the initial sack from Kiwi. I mean, coming around the corner looking like he was 23 years old. You saw interceptions that were thrown right to the defender's laps. They make Kirk Cousins very uncomfortable, a guy that hadn't really been touched in previous weeks. So when you can create that much fear in the quarterback's eyes, that sends a specific message on film as to what this defense can do. And you saw different guys getting the turnovers. So that was what I really liked to see. It coming from different ways and not just one or two guys.
Speaking of different guys, how about the offense? Eli Manning clicking on all cylinders. He threw 4 touchdown passes. Cruz caught 100 yards worth of balls. Reuben Randle got involved into the offense again. Wow, Eli Manning looks like he's got it going.
Yeah, and Paul, what you're seeing right now from Eli Manning, you're seeing rhythm, you're seeing confidence. You're seeing that magic number of 70% completion percentage. And that touchdown to interception ratio is far. You like to see that 4-1, and that number's going to grow. 10 touchdowns, maybe 2 picks. So Eli Manning spreading the ball. He's looking confident. He's standing up on his feet. You're seeing Victor Cruz get involved. You're seeing everyone getting involved around the perimeter. You're seeing a command of an offense that we obviously didn't see in preseason, and we didn't see the first 2 weeks of the year.
You know, Roman, I think it's fair to say the biggest surprise of this young NFL season around the league has got to be tight end Larry Donnell. Look at these numbers now. 25 catches, averaging 9.5 yards a catch. four touchdowns on the season, three scores coming against Washington last week. And I got to tell you, that just seemed to come out of nowhere because this guy had been very inconsistent during the course of his first 2 years here.
You know, the irony that I go back to week one when he caught that post touchdown in the corner of the end zone. I'm like, okay, this is what we've been waiting for all preseason. But Larry Donnell has become a favorite target for Eli Manning, and he fits that model of what an NFL tight end is expected to do. And Paul, you can't coach 6'6", 260 pounds. He goes up for those jump balls. He's a great red zone target. I mean, you see, he's probably 10, 11 feet up in the air. It's tremendous what he can do athletically, and he's still an ascending football player in terms of his blocking, learning his assignments. But in terms of a target for Eli Manning, specifically in the red zone, I mean, there isn't anybody better in the league right now than Larry Donnell.
Yeah, right now he's using a lot of those basketball skills. Told us that he was a big-time basketball player many years ago when he was growing up, and he still applies those skills as if he's trying to get a rebound going after a pass. Let's go to the Twitter question. Noodle Rayron says, can Reuben Randle continue to play like he did last week? 8 catches for 89 yards.
Well, I think he has to. Reuben Randle has to play like that. He's got to. He can't have any more drops. He's got to catch those difficult throws. You know, what Tom Coughlin would call those 50-50 balls when it's you and the defender, you've got to come up and get that football. That helps the offense. That helps you stay on the field. You know, making some of those difficult sideline catches. I mean, that's what Reuben Randle was brought here to do, and that's what you'd like to see him in his third year as he's continuing to mature. But 82 has got to be a guy that Eli Manning and this offense can rely on this season.
Well, you know, Roman, if Eli's going to have time to get the ball downfield to guys like Randle, that offensive line has to continue to play well. In the last two games, 190-something yards rushing against Houston, 150-something yards rushing against Washington, and each of these last two games, Roman, they only allowed Eli Manning to get touched once apiece.
Yeah, I mean, you heard this said last week that this Giants offensive line has finally found this right combination of guys that have settled in together. You know, the tackles were the same, but the inside three, I mean, that takes a lot longer to gel typically. So, you know, J.D. Walton, Richburg, I mean, John Jerry, big physical guy. You're seeing the runs. You saw the runs from a few weeks ago. You're seeing the protection for Eli Manning. You're seeing the things that it takes to play solid football offensively. And those five guys, which is the largest group on the field, because they're all on the field at the same time, they all have to play well together, and that's what they've been doing.
And I have to tell you, Roman, it's been a good start for Will Beatty. Coming off that leg injury last year, he's done pretty well.
Yeah, when you don't hear about Will Beatty, that's a good thing. That means no holding calls, no penalties. So let's stop talking about Will Beatty and just have him, hopefully he has a quiet season.
All right, we'll give Will some love another time. But when we come back after this timeout, we're going to talk about that Giants defense. They're going up against a really good Atlanta offense on Sunday. We'll tell you what they can do to slow them down. And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live. So, Tom Coughlin and company are preparing to take on the Atlanta Falcons. Now, that game is at MetLife Stadium on Sunday. Why is that important? Because Atlanta, over its last 10 road games, is 1-9. Their only road victory during that time, and it stretches back to the end of the 2012 season, was on a road against the Bills in a dome in Toronto. So that is 9 straight road games in the outdoors that the Falcons have lost. That right. has got to play on their minds. Roman, during that time frame, they're a minus 16 in turnover ratio.
Yeah, and Paul, there has to be something to be said about the psychology about these dome teams that can't play well outside or on the road. And I mean, look at a team in their own division. New Orleans Saints is having that same issue. I mean, they got destroyed on Monday night. But again, when you're practicing in outside, which every team does, is one thing. But when you're only playing in perfect conditions at home, and you leave those perfect conditions, you're a totally different football team. And that's what Atlanta has shown by their record. I mean, trust me, in that locker room, that organization, every player knows the difference between a home team. And that's why they get extra guys in the offseason, veterans that have played outside, so they don't have those kind of issues.
Now, Roman, to add to the Falcons' burden, they are badly banged up. For example, starting safety William Moore, who may be their best defensive player, guess what? He's on temporary IR. He got hurt the other day. So did three of their offensive linemen. Blaylock at left guard, Hawley at center, and Holmes at right tackle. These guys are not going to play on Sunday. This is a makeshift offensive line going up against the Giants' D.
Yeah, and I know that Atlanta Falcons kept 8 or 9 offensive line that made the team, so next guy steps up. But when you got 3/5 or 4/5 of your offensive line out, that second group of guys just isn't as good. No matter how you carve it out, they know the system. They just don't have the experience. They're not good enough to be starters. And now you're thrusting these guys into performance. Now, those guys will be better throughout the course of a season. But going on the road now, crowd noise, outside, all those issues, that's going to be a big problem for that offensive line protecting Matt Ryan.
Yeah, so you would think they're going to try to lean on their running game as much right. as possible. Now, the good news for the Giants is that it's a great opportunity for their pass rush to get going again, because over the last couple of weeks, it's been getting better.
Yeah, it's gotten significantly better. I mean, I remember the criticism opening day against Detroit when DeMontre Moore missed that sack against Matt Stafford. It's gotten better since then. I mean, everyone, you're always seeing 3-4 Giants jerseys around the quarterback. You're seeing sack fumbles. You're seeing hurries. You're seeing pressures, Paul, from the inside. Guys like Hankins, those guys having sacks. So when the sacks come from different places, you can't chip to one guy. You can't slide to one guy. You can't double team a certain guy, because that creates 3 1-on-1 matchups. So it's very encouraging to see this defensive line and what they've done in terms of sack production. Paul, you and I talked about this in training camp. They need 40, 45 plus. That's when this defensive line was at its best. 6-7 different guys getting to the quarterback, all having the same equal ability, so you can't just key in on one guy.
Exactly. Now, Matt Ryan, the Falcons quarterback, can be very good and very streaky. He's had 3 games this year, Roman, where he has thrown 3 touchdown passes.
Yeah, Matt Ryan, it's no secret how good of a player he's been. I mean, in terms of regular season, he's as good as any quarterback in the league, especially at home, because he's got some weapons on the outside, and they've got a good communication with those receivers on the outside. So Matt Ryan is really he's one of the better quarterbacks in the league by far, probably the best quarterback the Giants will face probably since, you know, Matt Stafford, obviously, week 1.
Now, it helps when you have good targets, and boy, does he have targets. Roddy White, who is, by the way, nursing a hamstring injury, been a little bit subpar during the first month of the season. Julius Jones, and don't forget Devin Hester.
Yeah, I mean, they've got, and you also got Harry Douglas as well. You mentioned the other guys. Devin Hester as a 4th receiver. Coach Coughlin mentioned that in a press conference. So they've got some weapons on the outside. The way to get to those weapons, or not let Matt Ryan get to those weapons, is creating pressure on the quarterback, shutting down the run, making them predictable, making the defense play with a lead in the second half. And that's how you shut down that passing attack.
Yeah, Julio Jones has 2 100-yard games receiving so far this season. Now, on the other side of the ball, there's a name here that I recognize on the Falcons roster. You might know him, too. Guy used to wear 72, is now wearing 50. Osiem Inyura. No sacks, 6 tackles, and 1 quarterback hit so far through 4 games.
Osiem Inyura, he still runs extremely well. He's a little heavier than he was when he was here. But again, he's going to be up for this game. He's 2 years removed from the player he was when he wore that 72 jersey at the Giants. So, you know, in his older age, he's become a smarter player. He picks and chooses his spots in terms of when he takes his rushes. He doesn't have the sack production that he had, obviously, at his heyday at the Giants. But he's a good critical piece to that puzzle with the Giants defensively. So he's going to be ready to play.
He'll probably see a lot of time against Will Beatty. Let's talk about that Falcons defense for just a second as a whole, Roman. They've struggled really near the bottom of the league and given up yardage and points so far.
Yeah, they've struggled a lot. And when they get behind, they're very, very vulnerable.
All right, well, that'll do it for this edition of Giants Press Conference Live. Don't forget, MSG has complete Big Blue coverage. Whether it's Giants Rewind, whether it's Giants First and 10, whether it's Press Conference Live, we've got all your Giants information to get you ready each and every week. And remember, MetLife Stadium's the place. Sunday, 1 o'clock, it's the Giants and the Atlanta Falcons. And don't forget, you can always reach us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you next time, everybody.